Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette College accreditation process remains on track. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Gillette College officials say the institution's long journey toward full accreditation remains on schedule as 2025 comes to a close. According to the Gillette News Record, during a report to the Gillette Community College District Board last week, President Janelle Oberlander outlined upcoming milestones in the accreditation process. She said the Higher Learning Commission completed an on-site campus visit in late October, and the next major deadline is submitting the college's response to the candidacy report by March 13. Oberlander said district staff will spend the coming months reviewing recommendations from the commission and addressing what she called breadcrumbs left by reviewers. A formal recommendation is expected to go before the Higher Learning Commission in June. If approved, the district could request early initial accreditation from the U.S. Department of Education as soon as July. Also during the meeting, the board selected its officers for 2026. Tracy Wasserberger was elected chair, Larry Smith vice chair, Ellis Day secretary, and Terry Anderson will continue as the treasurer. The new officers will begin their terms in January. Woman accused of killing infant after kidnapping arrest in New Mexico. A woman wanted in Wyoming for kidnapping her 11-month-old son is now accused of fatally shooting the child after authorities closed in on her in New Mexico. Cowboy State Daily reported in court documents 35-year-old Madeline Daly shot her son Basil last week when she realized law enforcement was about to arrest her. Investigators say Daly then attempted to turn the gun on herself, but officers intervened and took her into custody. In an affidavit, Grant County Sheriff's Office Detective Lieutenant Jason Jordan wrote that Daly told authorities she didn't know why she shot the boy, but believed she couldn't allow her ex or his family to have him, saying she would do it again to keep them from touching him. Daly had been flagged during a background check by a local business owner in New Mexico who discovered she was wanted in Washakie County, Wyoming for kidnapping. The owner contacted authorities, leading to her arrest. Afterward, Daly told investigators she believed she was keeping her son safe, admitted she knew she was breaking the law, and explained she fled into an RV when police approached. She also made unverified claims that the child would have been harmed if she surrendered. The case remains under investigation. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.